The number of people with COVID-19 in Vermont is rising exponentially, and public health officials say the only way to stay safe is to stay at home. But most grocery store workers in Vermont continue to report to work anyway. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they are trying to manage the new risks that come with keeping people fed.
Retail commerce has ground to a halt for the most part in Montpelier. The checkout aisles at Hunger Mountain Co-op are a notable exception. Save for the face masks, blue latex gloves, and plexiglass dividers now hanging between the registers, business here looks a lot like it did before anyone had ever heard of COVID-19. That doesn't mean the work is the same.
It's somewhere that people have to go to and people have to feel safe going to. So anything I can do to provide that safety is what I want to give.
Reese Winklejohn has been working the registers at Hunger Mountain for 5 years. He says he's always tried to be social with his patrons, but customer service in a global pandemic is a new thing altogether.
It's more just like a nervous feeling of seeing people in distress and trying to adapt who I am to make them feel comfortable.
Reese is one of the estimated 19,000 employees working at about 900 food retailers in Vermont, according to the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association. Dr. Tim Leahy, an infectious disease physician at University of Vermont Medical Center, says those jobs definitely carry new risks.
They are exposed to high numbers of people. Their jobs often require them to touch things that are touched by the general public, like the food they're running across the scanner.
Spending 8 hours a day in an enclosed building with hundreds of people is basically the opposite of what public health experts are advising right now. Kari Bradley, the general manager at Hunger Mountain Co-op, says he and his staff are doing their best to manage those risks.
I describe this as the leadership challenge of our careers, we hope.
Bradley says the co-op is trying to balance two missions now, keeping staff and customers safe and preserving community access to food and other essentials.
We can't maximize two variables at the same time, but we can optimize and do the best we can to provide that in this, you know, crisis.
And have you gotten any specific guidance from public health officials on things places like this ought to be doing?
Not a lot.
At Mihuron's Market in Waitsfield, co-owner Bruce Hyde says he and his staff have mostly had to figure things out on their own as well.
Right now it's complicated in grocery.
Hyde has sent home all of the employees who are at higher risk of dying from COVID-19 with benefits and pay, and the workers that have stayed on the job have gotten bonuses.
Like kind of a hazard pay bonus.
Hyde says he sincerely appreciates the gratitude the community has shown for Mihuron's work during the pandemic.
Grocery workers right now don't need thanks for what's going on. Like, we need support from the state and federal government. The fact that, like, I'm having to go find appropriate masks for our checkout people in somebody's basement or having to source gloves through, like, food service channels is, you know, I think pretty shameful, honestly.
Back at the Hunger Mountain Co-op in Montpelier, Alicia Royer wraps fresh-cut wedges of local cheese to put in the refrigerated display shelf.
I'm a single mother. I have two jobs, and I go to school, so I kind of don't have a choice but to be as healthy as I can be and provide for the community at home, too.
Royer says she's always felt good about what she does. These days, though, she feels a particular sense of pride.
It makes me feel like I'm doing a good job because I'm one of the essential persons, so it helps fuel my drive to come to work and serve the community.
Serve the community at one of the last spaces it's allowed to gather. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.